You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You need my help on the last one.
I do, because you talk defense. Texas top 25 in offense, top 25 in defense.
They force turnovers too.
Elite guard play in Marcus Carr.
I've got the future on him. You know how I feel about him.
And Xavier down their starting power forward.
Starts with an F. Whatever.
You know
Fremantle.
Fremantle. Look, Xavier's played well, but my God, when I saw this number, it's the opposite of Creighton. I go, oh my God, I'd be walking into a trap. Why is Texas only laying four?
Where are the bets? Not that we want to determine everything by that, but is Texas like a popular play?
Earth is on Texas.
See, and I
and
feel
the
like
number isn't moving.
So I already have a future on them. I feel like I can just stay away from this game.
Do you hedge?
Do I hedge by taking Xavier with a little bit of wiggle room?
I'm asking.
It's too early to be hedging on a future.
It's a question.
No, I mean it's.
We'll
and people
get
are
the
thinking
emails.
About it.
We'll get the conversation, and Jim is right. Probably too early.
Final four, you could start to consider it based
on
the ticket.
If he, you know, what's the ticket value?
Plus 1,900.
All right. So if you were playing a big dog here, let's say Texas was a 10-point favorite.
Like the Princeton deal.
Right. Well, then you go out and you go, all right, well, let me look at what we're doing. And first of all, you know.
You're saying you could take the dog's money line because it's going to be pretty juiced up.
Or, remember. Or you try to double dip the camera.
Oh, yeah, the middle.
And you take the points.
And now maybe they advance and you win. Yeah.
That's the way to do it. So if I pull up odds.
So it's not a straight hedge. Like a straight hedge is taking the opposite side money line.
But
you're cutting into your profits, but you're guaranteed to get paid.
Right, but
the middle, you get a little greedy, but you can hit both.
Yeah, Princeton's plus 400. Now all of a sudden you'd be, all right, can I sacrifice one unit to make four?
Yes.
Minus the initial bet. Now I get. You know,
I'm profitable.
You get something out of it. What am I missing with that number? I am terrified about that game.
I won't bet Xavier. I mean, God bless anybody that does. They feel like a roller coaster.
They are.
Where they are the number one assist team in the sport. They shoot threes. They can heat up in a hurry. But I worry about you try to play quick. Texas forces some turnovers, slows it down on you. Now you're playing their game. And I think they're the better team.
Listen, I know you love Texas. I know you do. That's why I asked you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one play right now. When we come back and tape a Friday episode, I'll bet you have a second play.
Okay. Let you marinate on it.
I want to marinate a little more.
So what do you officially have today? Because I've got the five. I've got MSU, Costa Lock, FAU, fuck Rick Barnes, UCLA, Bama, and Houston. Favorites. Separate. This is the weekend to advance and make some noise.
FAU, UCLA, Michigan State, SDSU.
Okay.
And again, points and all. Taking the 5.5 with FAU, taking the 7.5 with SDSU. UCLA, Michigan State, laying 1.5. And I'll probably have something else Friday. But I want to wait and see what the line does. I'll tell you right now, if that Texas line sits or goes down, that's going to be Xavier pass. But I want to wait and see.
The unity plays for Thursday. We're on the same page. MSU, FAU, UCLA. What could go wrong?
I don't know.
We're not going back.
No, hold on. I want to punch this in.
You want to do a little parlay on?
I want to just see for the people.
He's got parlay eyes. Look at him. Glazed over. I can win it all back.
No.
Don't be that guy.
It's only plus 614. But if you add Bama money line to the back end of it, that takes it to plus. Okay, we're not doing this.
Hold on.
I'm logging out. That's it.